Citywide Cleanup Week is coming up early next month in Sulphur Springs. I talked about it with City Manager Mark Maxwell Friday morning.
It's that time of year again, April 6th through the 11th. That's a Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Residents only. This is not for commercial enterprises.
Mm-hmm. And are always restrictions things that you will accept, won't accept?
Well, one of the restrictions is this is only available to city residents.
Yeah.
And then beyond that, there's no household hazardous waste, no paint, chemicals, batteries, refrigeration appliances that have Freon in them. If you want to bring us a fridge or an air conditioner, it needs to be certified mm-hmm. by a professional that the Freon has been safely removed. So we don't get many of those. No tires.
Yeah. If somebody brings stuff like that, you just have to put it right back up on their truck and just send it back with them, right?
Yep, can't take it.
What about green waste, as far as that goes?
That's probably the biggest type of waste that we get, is green waste. Limbs, brush, and we pile it all up in a separate pile, and we dig a burn pit at the end of all of it and get a pit burner and burn it all off.
There's quite an effort on the city's part, some people there to help you as you find your destination over there.
Yeah, we'll have people there to help. Emphasis on help. You need to help too.
There you go.
But yeah, we will have plenty of people there to help.
As far as proving you're a city resident, water bills?
Yeah, water bill and driver's license, and we'll have an officer there checking water bills and licenses as you show up. Otherwise, we end up being the dumping ground for counties all around, you know. But city residents only, City Sulphur Springs, and we'll know it with your water bill.
Same location that it's been long as I can remember.
Way back in the day, we actually used to do it over here at the south end of Buford Park.
Really?
Actually works out really well for us. A quarter mile east of Flowserve, same old place. If you're new here, the North Service Road on the east end of town, just keep going east until you see the signs or just follow the brush trail that's been falling off of people's trailers. We encourage people to tie their brush down. By law, they're supposed to. Sometimes that doesn't happen.
Yeah, you get over in that area, it's hard to miss.
It's hard to miss it, yeah.
That and just following
Yeah, in fact, that's part of the routine for us is on the next Monday, we got to clean up the trail. Yeah.
And the people just bring everything. You're ever amazed at stuff you hear about?
Well, you know, and we're glad because a lot of times if they don't, this is the stuff that ends up in the backyard or the front yard or the road ditch or wherever. And, you know, spring has sprung. People are wanting to get out and tidy up the place some. And we're happy to make it happen. And this is part of the, we don't actually have to pay any dumping fees. We get 130 of the big roll-off containers, the 40-yard containers, every year. And because we burn off the green waste, we only use about half of them. But still, that's a lot of volume that would just otherwise end up littering up the town.
KSST News.